Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatteray22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to another great commentary, where the category for this episode is...
The category is...
Power Month Premiere. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
Hi.
So today we will be watching episode 1 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers titled Day of the Dumpster Reversioning. We are that show.
We are so bold and brave.
Written by Tony Oliver and Shuki Levy and directed by Adrian Carr. In this episode, an evil sorceress by the name of Rita Repulsa is freed from her space dumpster after being imprisoned for 10,000 years and comes to Earth with intentions of destroying it. Meanwhile, an intergalactic being named Zordon and his assistant robot Alpha decide to recruit 5 teenagers and equip them with superpowers in order to battle Rita and her goons.
But let's be honest, you all know what the fuck Day of the Dumpster is about.
So, for those unaware what a commentary is, we will watch the episode together and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, and non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as you watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I already want to die.
Lightning effects.
Why?
Rita's nothing if not dedicated.
She's a legend.
Legend, icon, star. Skinny legend.
Ah!
Fucking logo.
Oh my god.
Kicking their way to the credits.
Jesus.
Like, what in the fake-ass Imperial Red Sun bullshit?
I don't remember what episode it was, but it was, like, at Toys R Us, they had, like, free DVDs with, like, an episode of the reversioning.
Probably this one.
I don't remember. Probably.
Ugh.
An episode of the reversioning and then a RPM episode.
I want to meet the executive that, like, thought this was a good idea, because I just want to go kick him squaw in the nuts.
I mean, I don't mind the effects of them, like, having stars and blue sky, but it doesn't look good. Like, maybe it was done better.
Girl, this was done on the cheap. Like, someone just, like, hired a 15-year-old who has After Effects on their computer and was like, here you go, kid.
I mean, you know, what's worse? Like, the desert and filming everything normally.
What's this, like, a blue twilight filter? What the fuck?
It's, like, just weird. It doesn't move. I don't think it moves with them. It just looks like there's a layer on top of this. It's like somebody put, like blue, like, saran wrap on the camera.
Well, I mean, they do that when they shoot moon footage in places, too, though. They shoot out the middle of the fucking day.
What the fuck?
Half-rate henchman. Master monster maker.
Half-rate henchman? Excuse me?
We love her in alliteration.
I'm evil sorceress.
What was the point of that? What did
to
that add?
Get what they are, who they are, and their names.
Ugh. Wait, they're not telling me who these characters are. Who is that? Where's the names?
Yeah, Vader Dumpster is not really good at, like, introducing the characters, except, oh.
This show's been out for 20 years, but we need a new introduction.
Oh, she does gymnastics. That man did not age well. But if you're racist and homophobic, you don't age well.
But I mean, Walter Jones. Mwah.
That's a name.
Age like fine wine.
Looks exactly the fucking same.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's ready to get his ass kicked.
Bulk and Skull were not good in season one. They didn't really get good until time went on, when they actually wrote them better. Besides just being...
Like what, season three?
I'm into them having a double date where Bulk and Skull date each other and Kimberly and Trini date each other.
Ugh. That's too powerful. I forgot this existed till just now. I want the Kim and Trini dolls that they made and that little juice bar playset. Girl.
They need something like that?
That thing is rare as hell.
I know. The juice bar is so cute.
Trini's a little bit better, but Aisha is super difficult to find.
Yeah.
I only have a Trini, but I had a Kimberly growing up.
It's like, I want the dolls, but if I get the dolls, then I know my stupid ass is going to have to buy the playset.
Did Bandai release those, or did they like team up with another toy company?
Bandai did those dolls.
Oh, really?
I love how Austin is becoming a doll person.
Yeah, they just bought a bunch of Twilight dolls.
It started with the Katniss doll that Amber got me, and then I was drunk and ordered Sharpay dolls one night, and then I went to a local convention and bought like a shit ton of Twilight dolls. So yeah, so that's my life.
Which Kimberly and Aisha you want to get, because there's like regular versions that are separate, then there's a two-pack that's regular, and then there's also the movie Metallic.
Ooh, Metallic!
And like ooh, movie premiere kind of dresses. So I mean, you really gotta decide who you want to get. And then there's also Trini.
What do you mean decide?
Didn't Hasbro do Jim and the Holograms? Why don't you do a crossover?
I wish. Hasbro did Jim the Holograms back in the 80s, but the newest one's by Integrity. So they're even more expensive.
You know what's so weird is that Jim and the Holograms is such a bad movie, but that director has gone on to direct amazing movies.
Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians and Into the Heights.
I'm wondering if, like, how much, like, the other people involved with the movie fucked that movie up.
You're right.
The person who wrote the series Bible was like, hey, I'll consult. You don't even gotta pay me. She's like, I love the property. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that shows how invested we are in this episode, considering we're talking about other things.
Completely random shit. It's Day of the Dumpster. You know what it is.
You know what it is. It's on the tin.
Like, this feels like it's from a different episode. It's like, okay, we're just kicking and punching stuff.
Whoa! Ah! God, these effects are like a jump scare. They come out of nowhere.
I don't like that rising sun effect. I'm like, you're trying to be all Japanese. I'm like, that's imperial.
Oh, just wait for the rising sun.
Yeah, well, the rising sun is racist.
Right there!
Ooh!
Thanks, 2010.
Cha-cha!
Oof.
That's a racism!
I still don't get these characters. Like, if this is the first time I watch Jay, then I'm just like, who are these people? Oh, the nerdy one wants to play karate. The one in the yellow wants to do punching and kicking. Pink one is gymnastics. Like, wow. I know so much about these characters.
Girl, the show didn't even know what they were doing yet.
Mm-mm.
They were just throwing darts at a board.
This is the first ever episode of Power Rangers, so I'll give them a pass.
Not unless you count that shitty pilot.
Maybe we should do that next year.
Oh, God.
We'll do that for August next year.
Yes, because I enjoy deep hurting.
I mean, we like punishing ourselves.
I'm gay, I like pain.
We watched that World Tour shit a few months ago.
I'm still recovering from that. That's a hangover.
I mean, I had to fucking edit that, so.
Oh my gosh, what's happening?
Wee! Into the tube!
This is extreme.
Into the unknown.
Into the soundstage.
Oh my god, look how high tech this place is. Look at those fancy high tech Christmas lights.
Those fucking Christmas lights. And neon.
They don't even have a pattern. They're just like randomly like thrown up on the wall.
It's like you couldn't even pay for the curtain lights to make it look
is
like
this. Is that how Alpha looks at everything? It's so fucking grainy. It's like a fucking GIF. It's GIF vision.
It's like, hold on, this is super low res. We can't afford the high tech.
Hello, I have a British accent for some reason. Hello.
I'm totally bugging.
I don't want to save it.
I want to go to the mall.
You're like, I'm a teenager. Nobody takes me seriously. You think I want to fucking, like, save the world? The world?
Her on her little bike. What an icon.
An old lady in a witch's dress driving a fucking bicycle.
That's the vibe.
And a monkey in a gold-plated armor.
Give me that vibe. That vibology. That V-I-B-E-ology.
Was a Power Morphos available at Walmart.
Toys R Us. Oh, Walmart now. Yeah. Ugh, rip Toys R Us. It's so funny, like, every once in a while, like, I'll be at, like, a local, like, Funko store, and there'll be, like, a Toys R Us exclusive, and I'm just like, wow, rip.
Yeah, that's only been, like, 3 years. I mean, they tried reopening, but they had the worst timing ever.
Yeah, I went to the one in Houston when they had it, and it wasn't really it. Like, it just kind of felt like like those things that they do, it's like, oh, it's an experience.
It's like a pop-up store or something.
Not even that, because like it didn't feel like a real shop, like a store. It just kind of felt like, oh, this is our shopping experience. Like you can go in and try out things.
Try out toys?
Yeah. It seemed like that. Like I think they were using it for like market research on kids and just using the branding.
Interesting.
They had one in Jersey, but opened around the time of COVID, so I'm not going to Toys R Us when there's COVID.
Well, the United States ones have closed down.
Yeah, for real. What?
See ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah, take the morphers with you.
Oh yeah, he doesn't even take them back.
Say bye, bitches. You can walk home. What, you just said, like, bitch, I don't want to do this. See ya.
Yeah, it's like Captain Morpher's like, you fucking walk out. And I bet you that building is so mad that they allowed this to happen because now they have to deal with nerds.
I think they filmed stuff with Machika Soga to just for the show. But it's very, like, weird mouth movements, too. So it could be anything she's saying.
Yeah, they did that for Zoo, too, but, like, this is still her original movements.
And what the fuck are you gonna do, you little scrawny fucking...
Did they get, like, better belts for them? They're, like, just hanging off them.
This is the first and only time they actually wear them as belt buckles, so.
True.
Yeah.
Oh! Okay! I was just gonna say, this has less After Effects than I remember, but then this shit happens.
Ah.
Let go of me!
They just cut out the scene of Kim screaming to put in some weird montage Photoshop shit of the Pink Ranger fighting
Worth
stuff.
It.
Spoilers, by the way.
Oh, wait, she's the Pink Ranger?
What? The girl wearing pink?
Why would they tell me that?
Oof.
What the fuck?
Bonk.
What the fuck? Ew! Stop it! What the hell was that?
Well, we're not gonna have effects for them falling down.
Oof.
Blat.
I love this because, like, it's very 1960s Batman.
I mean, it's trash, but it's fun.
It's just weird that they, like, memed themselves.
Disney was just, like, ready to fucking sell it, and they were just put this on there to make a quick buck before they sold it.
How much did Saban buy it back for? Like, $5?
They bought it back for less than they sold it for.
Yeah, a lot less. I think it was, like, $50 million or something. And they sold it for, like, $300 million.
Jesus Christ.
Say what you want about Zavod, but yeah.
He's a very smart businessman. Oh!
Ah!
Why the fuck is it raining?
What the hell? That looks so ill, but it's not raining anymore?
What the fuck?
Why would you put a rain cloud there? Like, what is the point?
It's not raining anywhere else.
I'm like, this is very clearly Japan, unless you're trying to hide the Japanese letters.
Yeah, I mean, that shit you should have used effects for, like, covering that stuff up. Oh, there's Pudgy Pig. They'll play a little version of Pudgy Pig.
I mean, honestly, me at work.
Put your thing down. I can see your dick.
Dick.
Look at Alicia.
Look at the size of his wiener.
Literally the worst. Ah. Why were they arrows?
Ah.
Hearts, because she's a girl.
What the fucking...
We know what a Tyrannosaurus is.
I can see this.
Black Ranger Mastodon. Yet we know when the Black Ranger screamed Mastodon to morph.
It's not as bad as Comic Sans, but it's close.
Oh, it's in there. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
This was something Disney produced, by the way. Disney.
Could you imagine if Disney kept the Power Rangers property and did like a MCU kind of...
That would be cool, but like they were embarrassed to own it by the end.
I don't even think Disney really knew what they were doing with it.
No. Hey, nice stereo.
We bitch about Saban, but they knew how to market to the show. At first. And we got one good depth season out of the Saban Brands era.
Literally one. Like, at what cost? I mean, I'm glad we got Dino Charge.
Yeah.
But. Girl, Samurai, Mega Force, and Ninja Steel. Woof!
I mean, Hasbro is coming in strong with their two seasons.
Saban was like, no one likes Mighty Morphin anymore, so I'm tired of trying to recreate it. Here you go.
Seriously. I was scared when they announced Dino Fury because I thought they were going to be like, oh, dinosaurs, let's just make this Mighty Morphin. I'm like, nope.
Thank
They're actually
God.
Doing something really good with it in original.
Been initiated.
Niggas are activated, bitches.
I'm probably the wrong kind of fan because I find that some of this stuff is like the most boring parts of the whole series. Like,
what, the Megazord fights?
I hate Megazord
stuff. Like, the first time we watch, like, you know, a Zord, I'm like, oh, this looks cool. And then after that, I'm like, I'm not the demographic for this.
It's just so repetitive. I agree. Like, some Megazord fights are super boring.
I can appreciate like the classic ones where it's like all people in suits, but once they started throwing more CGI in there, I'm just like,
I'm only interested when it's like the first time we see the Zords or like a new one is introduced, new combination. All the filler ones, I'm just like,
like, move it on. Dino Fury's Megazord fights have been kind of unique because they're more like fluid.
Very like fluid, yeah.
It's not like a bulky mess.
Like, I'm not bored, but I'm still not that interested.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is cool, but not my fave.
It's better than most. As much as I love Beastmorphers, their Megazord fights were boring.
That's because Beastmorphers, like,
those Zords are ugly as fuck.
They're ugly, and that whole thing was boring anyway.
I mean, love the suits, but
They're okay. Oh my god, like, did you see what we did? Like, oh my god, that was so cool.
Oh my god, did you see me flip and do that, kick that little clay thing?
And did you see that stereo? Oh my god.
It's so nice.
It's a really nice stereo, guys.
So nice that I'll make that same joke in the movie.
And Emma will and Megan Force. Oh wait, no, that's the hair thing.
She does the hair thing, yeah.
Which makes no sense for a character. Messes up my hair. Bitch! We just saw you on a bike with a helmet on, bitch! Are you kidding me? Did you just do the reference for the sake of a reference? Ah!
They just teleport in that episode for the sake of the reference. I don't know, guys. Girl, your hair is ratty as hell anyway.
You got 90s helmet.
Alpha just explodes.
Biggest troll ever. Oh, they're playing the credits? That's weird.
Power Rangers!
Oh, that is...
Ah! Yeah. What the hell? They cut off their legs! They cut off their legs! What the hell? Why is this still on Netflix?
Yeah, we can't have Alien to Dino Supercharge. No, but the reverse may keep that shit. So that was Day of the Dumpster reversioning. Does anyone have any final comments before we wrap this shit up?
Garbage. Trash.
It's Day of the Dumpster.
I really need to find that executive and be like, who hurt you?
It's kind of cringe, but I mean, we are the kings of cringe, so...
Kind of cringe, right? Kind of cringe?
I mean, Day of the Dumpster already is kind of cringe, so that's just another layer.
I mean, season one is kind of cringe.
Without all those after effects.
I think this is the first season one episode we've done for commentaries. I've been doing this for a year.
Yeah, it's just how much we really like season one, though.
Alrighty, so what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at the Grid PR. Tune in next time, we'll be starting off our September commentaries with a commentary for 2 to 10th Power and the Power of Pink from Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. Join us next week for a brand new episode of the Grid, but until then, everybody say bye.
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 Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.